Time now for the word of the day with Wayne Pond. Word up, Wayne. What do you have for us today?
Dang, that was a complicated forecast.
Yeah, you bet. And I tried to shorten it as much as I could.
Like reading a PhD dissertation in meteorology.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's change the subject and do the word of the day. You know, you guys are museum goers. You go to the North Carolina Museum of Art. You go down to the Ackland. Here is a word apropos of both of those locations, and you have your choice of both pronunciations and definitions. The word of the day is doyen. D is in delightful. D-O-Y-E-N. D-O-Y-E-N. According to the wordsmith, one can say doyen or one can say doyen. Take your pick. We think of first thing that pops into my mind when I saw that word doyen was, you know, one of these affable ladies or gentlemen who sort of shows you around the museum and tells you stories about the artwork.
Oh, yeah, docents.
Yeah, docent. There's an equivalent word for it, Ron. Exactly. There's a prior definition too. A doyen is a senior member of a group or a profession, as well as somebody who does what we were just talking about, you know, in art museums. Now, Nikki, I could be wrong about that, but that makes Ron Stutz the doyen of all doyens of all doyenoyedoyedoyedy when it comes to DJs, right? I mean, you've been at it since before the birth of Thomas Edison. Do I have that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, they're prior to electricity, Ron Stutz was on the radio. That's quite an achievement. All right, doyen, there is your word of the day. Take your pick again on definitions and pronunciations.
All right.
Are you happy with that?
Sure.
Ecstatic.
Sounds awesome.
Ecstatic.
Love it.
I'm going to use it.
Keep it coming.
All right.
Oh man! Well,
I have two words for you here.
You already gave us the one word you get. So there you go.
I don't want to hear them. I know what they are. It would be redundant.
Stay dry. Stay dry.
Hey, thanks, Wayne.
You got it. Bye bye.